Hello, my name is Dave Blanchard. I'm the CEO of the Ogmandino Group, and it's so exciting to be able to spend a few minutes with you and share my feelings and thoughts about the topic of intentional creation. You know, some people just want their circumstances to be different. However, success does not just happen. Happiness does not just happen. Both are intentionally created. The root word of intention is tent, T-E-N-T, meaning to stretch and grow, to get out of our comfort zone. It is a conscious decision to engage in life, embrace principles, connect with people, create value in everything we do, and ultimately contribute to the world. Intentional creation is driven by our thoughts. Whether aware or unaware, our thoughts drive our actions, and our actions create our circumstances. James Allen writes, "Let a man radically alter his thoughts, and he will be astonished at the rapid transformation it will affect in the material conditions of his life." If we do not like what we've created thus far, we will want to become aware and then intentionally change the private and often very secret thoughts that have been sabotaging creation. Now, nothing really changes until we change these thoughts. I would like to invite you to go to www.intentionalcreation.com, and if you have not already, take the Intentional Creation Assessment and let us measure your thoughts so that we can identify which thoughts are supporting you in intentional creation and which thoughts might be sabotaging you. Our research discovered that 97% of those actively attempting to create success share two thought processes in common. These two thought processes are the foundation of vivid visualization, a critical component of intentional creation. Of this population, only 2%, yes, 2%, use these two thought processes constructively in a way that supports intentional creation. The balance, 98%, that's the majority, use these thoughts destructively, sabotaging any attempts at creation. This latter segment of the population is very vulnerable. Life experiences have created a desire to be rich so that they can finally get above it all. You know, the stress, the pain, and the frustration is understandable. But far too many have been led down a dangerous road, wanting to believe that there is a quick way, a quick solution, a fantasy fairy, if you will, that will magically manifest their wishes in tangible reality if they but only visualize their dreams with enough focused mental energy. Now, if we embrace this millionaire magic doctrine, we will engage in vivid and very destructive escape and avoid fantasies. Now, generally, these fantasies focus on what it's going to be like when we are rich, when we're out of debt, when we're free from stress and frustration. Fueled by a very powerful drug called norepinephrine, these fantasies are exciting, if not euphoric. However, little or no emphasis is focused on the steps, the work needed to intentionally create the dream in tangible reality. We want to believe it's going to magically happen. Then when reality strikes, and it always does, the fantasizer is ill-prepared. The results are legendary and categorical. Discouragement and grand disappointment. Perhaps you've had that experience. Emotional highs, emotional lows, a veritable roller coaster of emotions. When intentional creation is born out of a desire to create, not just to have a better life, create that better life, the now is our home base. We vividly visualize, but only to receive instruction and insight, and then quickly return to the now, excited to intentionally create our dreams in tangible reality. And where does the instruction and these insights come from? At the very core of intentional creation is a healthy partnership with the power that governs abundance and a shared mission with that partner to create abundance and joy in the lives of others. When our intention is to engage in life and create value in the lives of others, we will use our capacity for vivid visualization to intentionally create a conduit between our partner and us. It is through this conduit, this sacred space of the mind, free of fantasy and discouragement and disappointment, that our partner can actively participate in mental creation by manifesting ideas, impressions, and solutions to problems, a creator's vision from the divine. The definition of vision is, I have seen what I have seen. With the capacity to vividly visualize, shared by 97% of those actively attempting to create success, we can see. It can be so vivid, it is like we're actually there. Now, this may sound like a fantasy. It's the same powerful visual. However, it is not a place to which we escape, but instead a classroom in which we are taught and instructed. What we see, what we are taught, ignites passion, a willingness to suffer for something we love. You know, scientists have shown that if we're wired to a functional MRI, when these insights come, we can literally see portions of our brain light up with excited activity, areas not normally engaged. The passion experienced in these moments of insight is very real. Now, grounded in the here and now, we consciously return to tangible reality, ready to intentionally create our vision. Armed with this creator's vision, passion drives our focus, our discipline, our effort, and our action. Absent a creator's vision and the resultant passion, we are relegated to doing nothing more than boring, mundane, repetitious work. And who wants that? When we are in passion-driven, intentional creation, our partner can again actively participate in the process. As we maximize the gifts already given, our partner endows us with even greater gifts to assist us in the physical creation of our vision. As we walk our path of intentional creation, our partner can trust us and willingly opens doors of opportunity by placing people on our path who will serve us and who we can serve. Intentional creation is a process and not an event. It occurs in the private and often secret pivotal moments of our lives. These little moments when we are at decision. Do I or do I not do it right now? We know what needs to be created, yet we often allow distractions to derail our creation process. The conscious decision we make in these pivotal moments, these private moments, will ultimately determine our success or failure. Success is nothing more than a series of successfully executed pivotal moments. Now, some moments along our journey are clearly more enjoyable than others. The intentional, physical creation of a worthy vision always comes with tough moments, guaranteed. When our intention is to connect with people, create value, and contribute to the world, we can more easily and consciously reconnect with our partner throughout the day and ask in these moments of doubt or confusion, what can I create? How can I create it? How will this serve others? The answers come, they always will. This divine spark, a renewal of our Creator's vision, reignites our passion, and we are back in action. Compare this with those moments when we let that doubt and confusion swamp us, and we spend endless hours catastrophizing or worrying or fretting. Well, as we endure well and with dogged determination and unfailing faith, our partner, the power that governs abundance, will have an ever-increasing level of trust in us. as the veracity of our inspired vision is confirmed through our passion-driven action, we gain a greater trust in our partner. We trust and can be trusted. We gain a quiet confidence. We become real, genuine, and authentic. We want to, get to, and choose to do the right thing for the right reason. We epitomize the law of attraction. Intentional creation becomes increasingly fruitful because we spend less and less time in fantasy and fear and more time in focused creation. In summary, we make creation too hard by either believing that vivid visualization magically manifests tangible reality, or believing that we have to do all of the creating ourselves. With one, we may attempt to finance our fantasies and incur mountains of debt and volumes of discouragement, leaving us broke, broken, and angry. With the other, we miss out on the joy that comes in the journey and seldom, if ever, experience the quiet and peaceful sanctuary of stillness. Intentional creation requires vision, not fantasy. Faith, not fear. Action, not happenstance. The antithesis of intentional creation is the vapid desire for a life of ease. When we pursue this apparition, we will be mercilessly battered by the baseball bat of life. Ogmandino writes, "Today, I begin a new life. Today I shed my old skin, which hath too long suffered the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. Today I am born anew, and my birthplace is a vineyard where there is fruit for all." Are you ready to live your dreams in tangible reality? Then make the decision today to stop being the victim of circumstance and become an intentional creator of your life. I'd like to give special thanks to my coach, Kevin Hall, the author of Aspire, Discover Your Purpose Through the Power of Words, for his inspiration, encouragement, and continued trust and faith in the message of becoming an intentional creator.